Insights from the Doctrine and Covenants about the Father and the Son. This book of Revelations reveals lost truths about the Godhead and how we can live with the Savior and Heavenly Father again. By Norman W. Gardner, Seminaries and Institutes. The restoration of the gospel has given the world far greater knowledge about the nature of the Godhead and their purposes. With this knowledge, our faith in them grows and our desire to keep their commandments increases. Specifically, the Doctrine and Covenants helps us learn about Jesus Christ because it teaches powerful truths concerning His divinity, His majesty, His perfection, His love, and His redeeming power. Introduction to the Doctrine and Covenants. This book of modern revelation includes the Lord's invitation to learn of me and listen to my words. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 23. It can deepen our understanding of Him, what our relationship to Him is, what He has done for our redemption, and what He expects of us. In the Doctrine and Covenants, we can hear the voice of Jesus Christ. The Doctrine and Covenants is not ancient scripture, but contains revelations given to Joseph Smith and his successors in our modern world. Jesus Christ's divine voice is heard speaking as the representative of the Father. The first-person voice of the Lord Jesus Christ is recorded more frequently in the Doctrine and Covenants than in the New Testament, Book of Mormon, and Pearl of Great Price combined. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 33-35. I, Jesus Christ, your Lord and your God, have spoken it. These words are not of men, but of me. It is my voice which speaketh them unto you. The Doctrine and Covenants contains accounts of those who saw God. As a result of the first vision in 1820, the boy Joseph Smith gained firsthand knowledge of the existence of the Father and the Son. The Doctrine and Covenants records additional instances when the prophet and others saw the Father and the Son in visions or personal appearances. These accounts serve as modern witnesses for us that they live and that they directed the restoration of the gospel. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 19 through 23. The Father and the Son were seen in vision in February 1832. Doctrine and Covenants, section 137, verses 1 through 3. The Father and the Son were seen in vision in January 1836. Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 2 through 4. The great Jehovah, Jesus Christ, appeared in April 1836. The Doctrine and Covenants helps us learn about God the Father. The prophet Joseph Smith taught, "When we understand the character of God and know how to come to Him, He begins to unfold the heavens to us. When we are ready to come to Him, He is ready to come to us." The Doctrine and Covenants helps us draw closer to Heavenly Father by teaching about His nature, attributes, and purposes. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 12 and 17 through 18. God the Father is infinite and unchangeable. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 20 and 23. The Father and the Son are separate and distinct beings. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 3 through 5. The Father and the Son are one. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 22. The Father and the Son have tangible bodies of flesh and bones. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 3 through 4. Heavenly Father loves His children, so He sent His Son to save mankind. The Doctrine and Covenants helps us learn about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the firstborn of all the spirit children of Heavenly Father. In the premortal life, Jesus obtained all knowledge and power and represented the Father as the Creator of the worlds. Through His divine power, the Lord Jesus Christ is the source of light and life for all of His creations. The Doctrine and Covenants clarifies many of His roles in the Father's plan. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 21. Jesus Christ was the firstborn of all the spirit children of God. Section 38, verses 1 through 3. Jesus Christ obtained all knowledge and power before the world was made. Section 76, verse 24. Jesus Christ represented the Father as the Creator of the worlds. Section 88, verses 6 through 13. Jesus Christ is the source of light and life for all of His creations. Section 45, verse 11, and section 136, verses 21 and 22. Jesus Christ was the great Jehovah of the Old Testament. Section 43, verse 34, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Section 18, verses 11 through 13, and section 20, verses 21 through 25. Jesus Christ suffered, was crucified, died, and rose again. Section 29, verses 10 through 12. Jesus Christ has promised to return to earth with power and glory. The Doctrine and Covenants helps us learn what the Father and the Son expect of us. More than any other book of Scripture, the Doctrine and Covenants makes it plain what eternal life is: to return to live with the Father and the Son, receive all that the Father has, and become like them. It also tells us how Jesus Christ, through His atonement, makes this possible, and what we need to do to fulfill the requirements He has set. In addition, we learn in the Doctrine and Covenants what it means to follow Jesus Christ's example, since, like us, Jesus Christ did not have a fullness at first, but received grace for grace until He had all power and glory. Doctrine and Covenants Section 1, verse 32, Section 19, verses 16 through 19, Section 58, verses 42 to 43, Section 95, verses 1 and 2. The Savior offers forgiveness to those who repent. Section 20, verses 37, 41, and 72 through 74, see also Section 33, verse 11. The Godhead invites those who believe to receive baptism and the Holy Ghost. Section 84, verses 19 through 21. Through the ordinances of the Melchizedek priesthood, the power of godliness is manifest. Section 93, verses 12 through 14, and 16 and 17. Jesus Christ received grace for grace until He had a fullness. Section 20, verses 30 and 31. The Savior gives grace to those who love and serve Him. Section 35, verse 2, and section 50, verses 40 through 43. We can become one with the Father and the Son. Section 93, verses 19 and 20. We can receive of the Father's glory and fullness. The Doctrine and Covenants provides a pattern for acquiring spiritual knowledge. In addition to teaching and testifying of the Father and the Son, the Doctrine and Covenants provides a pattern to acquire spiritual knowledge about all the members of the Godhead through the help of the Holy Ghost. Study the Lord's Word, ask Heavenly Father for understanding, and exercise faith in Jesus Christ by obeying His commandments. Light and truth are promised to those who live according to all of the Lord's words. It is important to learn details about the nature of the Godhead and their purposes. This knowledge can lead to diligent searching for spiritual understanding and conviction of the truth. This knowledge confirms for us that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ know us personally, that they love us, and that they desire to bless us with eternal life. Section 6, verse 5, Section 76, verses 5 through 10, and 114 through 118. Heavenly Father wants us to ask for knowledge and promises to share it. Section 84, verses 43 through 48. The Father teaches us when we give diligent heed to His words. Section 88, verse 118. Seek learning by study and by faith. Conclusion. The Doctrine and Covenants helps us draw nearer to Heavenly Father and His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, by revealing their character and their purposes. The Prophet Joseph Smith summarized why we can trust and rely upon God. The purposes of our God are great, His love unfathomable, His wisdom infinite, and His power unlimited. Therefore, the saints have cause to rejoice and be glad, knowing that this God is our God forever and ever. Psalm 48, verse 14. End of the article, Insights from the Doctrine and Covenants about the Father and the Son, by Norman W. Gardner, read by Terrell Williams.